Welcome to Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa, and I'm joined in the studio by AC Valdez, who is our senior producer and who helped us make this transition 1 year ago to become a one-hour-long show. We did it, AC!
We did it!
Happy one-year anniversary birthday.
Oh, that's so touching, Maria.
That was like too many words. Anyway, listen, so for this one-year anniversary, you came up with the idea of having the Latino USA producers pick out their favorite pieces from the year, and we'll talk about them. And your favorite piece was?
Well, my favorite piece that I produced, really, was the piece on being the worst Latino.
What do you mean the worst Latino? There are probably people who didn't hear that piece, so what are you talking about?
The worst Latino. I mean, I really wanted to create a piece that spoke to the insecurity of being, maybe you're biracial like I am, maybe you're someone who doesn't eat chile like Nancy Trujillo, who some of you know makes it all happen. Maybe you are Cuban, but you never spoke Spanish in your life and you feel some amount of shame about that. That's what I wanted to speak to in that piece.
Now, you decided that you wanted to interview our staff members. It was a way of you getting to know them better when you first started. But what was it that was kind of revealed to you when you talked to the staff of Latino USA feeling that they were the worst Latino?
I mean, I was a little shocked to realize the insecurity that was there from, you know, in the public radio world, we're the most Latino program on the air. We have been for 20 years. Nobody's secure about that. Not even here where, like, it's kind of like, you know, we're as Latino as we want to be. Are we? I don't know.
We haven't reached that holy grail yet of being the worst or the best Latino. Anyway, here it is, the worst Latino.
I was talking about spicy food, which I love, with our office manager, Nancy Trujillo. Nancy, why are you the worst Latina?
You know what? I'm not even the worst Latina. I'm the worst Mexican. So my mother would tell me, if you don't eat chile, you're not Mexican. So I would tell her, fine, I won't be Mexican. I won't eat it.
Conversations like this, BuzzFeed lists, other everyday situations, they can feed into stereotypes and create this creeping insecurity. The feeling that you're the worst Latino, if not on the planet, then at least in the room. Don't get me wrong, we all want to be authentic, but my mom didn't chase me with a chancleta, I don't aspire to own a lowrider, hell, I grew up in Northern Virginia, not East LA. So I decided to talk with a bunch of our staff about this kind of thing.
Is that the only bad Latina thing you got going on?
I mean, I also don't want kids, and when we were making a list earlier of, you know, why were we the worst Latinos and...
Y'all were making a list?
Well, Maya was having difficulties with figuring out, so Brenda said, oh, do you want kids? And I was like, I don't want kids. So, I mean, I guess I assume, you know, I'm also Mexican with tons and tons and tons of cousins.
You just said you weren't Mexican.
Yeah. See, it's a battle. It's a battle back and forth. But I don't want kids of my own.
I feel like a lot of worst Latino feelings have to do with food. I'm not sure why, but it seems to be a lot of them.
My name is Brenda Patricia Salinas Páez.
Spice.
Páez.
Páez.
Brenda Patricia Salinas Páez. I'm the worst Latina because I do not like flan.
Why don't you like flan?
It's just such a waste of a dessert opportunity. You've never heard this. Nobody has ever said, I had the best flan last night. Even when you get the best flan ever, you still wish you'd ordered the chocolate cake.
Sometimes the stereotypes are positive. We're great dancers. We're passionate lovers. We love our families. But sometimes... not so much.
I am Maya Camila Sanchez Acero.
Stereotypes about Colombians. Don't assume that all Colombians are in the drug trade. Well, that's not a thing that people... Is that... Do people still think that?
What else did Google yield about Colombians?
Well, the best thing I think that I saw about, like, specifically Latina women is that there's the two sort of contradictory stereotypes that they have about how... women are, like, sexy, sensual, like, curvaceous, but they're also, like, virginal and, like, religious and...
Would you describe yourself as both?
No, I would not describe myself as either. So, there you go. That's how I'm the worst Latina. I'm not religious, nor am I sensual.
Beyond stereotypes, for modern-day Latinos, there's also a lot of pressure... to know your background, to know your history.
Mi nombre es Marea Aurora Chaveco Torrado. like, we're the white folks from the island, right? My family's from Cuba. They never mixed. We were like the bad folks on the island that got out of Dodge when it got tough. I knew more about Broadway shows and the Brat Pack and all the movies, and everything I was ever exposed to was really American. Jose Martí, there's a book on my shelf. You know. You know, I remember very vividly coming back from school one day with some classmates, and everyone thought I was white, and my mother's even whiter than me physically. They just were like, what is that you guys are talking?
I think this is something I worry about the most. My Spanish is pretty terrible, even if my Espanglish is pretty good. I'm whiter than most people think of when they think of Mexicans, because I'm mixed. But I still grew up with a close friend who called me super spick. Yeah. All of this makes it apparent to me that as this country becomes not just more Latino, but more multiracial, as worlds merge and intersect, being the worst Latino is kind of a silly thing to be self-conscious about. No, Maria?
I do think it's a silly thing to be self-conscious about. But here's the thing, AC. Almost every Latino I meet has something to say, well, but, you know, my Spanish isn't great, or I didn't grow up in California, or, you know, they have this kind of like, there's something wrong with me. So is it just Latinos who have this obsession of, am I Latino enough? Am I a good enough Latino?
I mean, you've heard the expression Oreo in the Black community. It's not something complimentary. It's, you know, black on the outside, white on the inside. You've heard the expression coconut, I think, made it onto Orange is the New Black. You remember that?
So do you think the conversation about, you know, are there better Latinos, worse Latinos? Do you think this conversation has got to kind of take off on a national level before we can kind of move forward and everybody says, you know what, I'm the Latino that I am, y se acabó?
Yeah, that's why I brought it up. So I'm hoping that some of our listeners out there send us a tweet at LatinoUSA. Tell us, what's been your worst Latino moment? What's been your best Latino moment?
All right, listeners, if you think you're the world's worst Latino, send us a tweet. Or if you think you're the best Latino, send us a tweet at LatinoUSA. AC, thanks so much for joining us. AC Valdez is our senior producer of LatinoUSA.